South Los Angeles' Food Resources Environment, the South LA Fast Food Health Impact Assessment. This is presented by Brianna Morrison. Brianna is a policy analyst for community health councils in Los Angeles. Her position uniquely integrates urban planning and nutrition through its focus on land use policy as a tool for influencing food resource environments in communities of color. Brianna is a principal lead for the CHC's Health Impact Assessment Studies. She holds a Master of Planning degree from the University of Southern California, where she also graduated magna cum laude with a BS in public policy.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure being here, and I'm really glad to see that there's so much progressive work going on in the field of health impact assessment. Today, I do have no relationships to disclose. I'm going to briefly overview some of the context for some of South LA's fast food policies. I don't know if you're aware, but South LA is, I think, one of the first communities that justified a land use policy restricting the development of fast food restaurants for health purposes. And there's new policies pending to expand upon these regulations. And so this health impact assessment will investigate what the potential health implications of those expansions could be. I'm going to go through some of the processes involved in the health impact assessment methodology, and I'm going to kind of skip through the last couple ones to go through evaluation conclusions. But a brief overview of community health councils: we're a nonprofit, community-based health policy and advocacy organization that works to improve the health access for underserved communities. We work through our African Americans Building a Legacy of Health Consortium, which is comprised of three coalitions: our Food Policy Roundtable Coalition, Coalition for an Active South Los Angeles, and our Freshworks South LA Community Collaborative. Our main objectives are to address cardiovascular disease and diabetes, and we do this through an emphasis on nutrition and physical activity. These maps are a little bit unclear, but I did want to show that South LA does have the highest concentration of African Americans in LA County and the lowest life expectancy in LA County. And so SPA 5 represents South LA. That's the county boundaries for the South LA community. And SPA 6. SPA 5 is West LA. So that includes Malibu, Beverly Hills, Culver City, Santa Monica, and the life expectancy represented by those large red circles shows that they do have a higher life expectancy by around 8 to 10 years. And the dark green represents the concentration of African Americans in the area, so not as many as in South LA. This other graph shows income as related to obesity and overweight concentrations. The larger circles represent higher concentrations of obesity and overweight, and the dark red represents low families in poverty, concentrations of families in poverty. And so you can see South LA again, high concentration of families in poverty and high concentrations of obesity and overweight. Just to give you a background on the policy, community health councils, we together with our coalitions did some community-based participatory research in South LA and West LA to research the food resource environment to identify potential disparities that we recognize anecdotally, who wanted some empirical support for. So we developed our own research tool utilizing some of the NEMS-R research tools as well as other restaurant survey tools to assess the availability of healthy options in fast food restaurants. We took those the findings. We found statistically significant findings that it's more difficult to get healthier substitutions, more difficult to get healthier preparation methods, and more difficult to just find healthy options in general in South LA restaurants as compared to West LA restaurants. And we took those findings to our local city council members to ask them what they were going to do about it. And so in 2007, they proposed an interim control ordinance on the development of fast food restaurants. And that was a temporary policy solution, but in 2010 it became permanent through a general plan amendment that basically restricts the development of fast food restaurants within a half mile of an existing fast food restaurant that's standalone, and I'll get into that later. So through 2012 and 2013, the South LA community is working on community plan updates that will update the land use policies for the area, and the policies contained in these plans will supersede the policies contained in the general plan amendment. So if they decide that they don't want to continue the fast food policies in that plan, then the policies will no longer exist. And so we wanted to be able to inform what these policies would look like. And we also worked with the group that's now Change Lab Solutions to develop some preliminary policy recommendations on how we can expand upon the fast food amendment. And the main conclusion was we need both a carrot and a stick approach. Like, it's not sufficient to just restrict development without encouraging the development of healthy alternatives. And we're funded through First Five, so we had a particular priority on the impact of these policies on children and families. So some of the objectives were to assess the impacts of South LA's existing fast food resource environment on children and families, but to also use that assessment to inform what potential policies around fast food restaurant development would look like, what those health implications would be, and what our recommendations for improving upon those impacts would be. Our steering committee consisted of community-based organizations. We were the lead on it, as well as colleges and universities. We had USC School of Public Policy, as well as their Children's Hospital and their Childhood Obesity Research Center. We also had UCLA's HIA Center. We had the LA Department of Public Health, their Epidemiology Department, as well as their staff from their Renew Department and Network for Healthy California. We also had the City Planning Department at the table, and we had community residents at the table for our steering committee. They helped us to develop our research tools, which I'll talk about a little later. So again, the general plan amendment, it's right now it's housed in an administrative footnote, which is technically an inappropriate land use tool to house the type of regulation that we're talking about. In order for a fast food restaurant that wanted to develop in South LA to get an exemption from this policy, they would have to pay about $23,000 in fees. And we found out that was a significant barrier for fast food restaurant developers to want to come into the community. But it only applies to standalone fast food restaurants, which are restaurants that are not connected to another building, another establishment. And so those are not all of the restaurants that exist in South LA. And so I think that's something important to clarify, is that it's not a ban on fast food restaurants in general, but a restriction on standalone fast food restaurants, which comprise about 60% of South LA's fast food restaurant environment. There's also land use tools that restrict drive-through fast food restaurants in specific areas. And with the new policy documents, we found that they did want to continue the half-mile restriction, but that an entire council district would be exempt from those regulations. And we'll show what the geographic implications of that are, as well as what with the new land use document, the fees would be reduced from $23,000 to $17,000 if a restaurant wanted to get an exemption from the policy. So this is the geographic area of all of the community plans in South LA. The West Adams, which is on your left, is the community plan that's currently being updated, but the policies contained in that plan will be utilized to inform policies, the other community plans. The area in the purple square is the section of South LA that was exempt from the general plan amendment. They requested to be exempted because they felt like there was not a proliferation of fast food in their area, or the council member felt that way. And also in the Watts community, that council member requested to be exempt as well. In the Crenshaw specific plan, those two blue areas are areas that are restricted for drive-through restaurants. And this is the community plan implementation overlay, which is the new planning policy. And those blue areas are transit-oriented development districts. And basically, the new policies would restrict new fast food restaurants coming from within a quarter mile of an existing fast food restaurant, and also within those areas. We'll talk a little bit more about it later, but there are some other restrictions that were informed by our policy recommendations that came from this HIA. So our primary research questions, again, were looking at the existing environment, trying to utilize those findings to inform what the implications of the new policies would be. And we utilized this logic model that not only looked at some of the nutritional implications, but also the land use related implications of the policy on health. And the reason why we did that is because we wanted to consider the multiple stakeholders that would be involved in this process and what their interests were. And we found that even though nutrition wasn't really in the scope of or the purview of the planning department, responsibilities, that the health implications related to land use were. And so we wanted to look at vehicular trip patterns, what the implications of fast food restaurants were on air pollution, quality of life, and injury. So some of our findings, our methodology, we conducted a restaurant assessment, 100% sample of fast food restaurants in 2 South LA zip codes, so it was a total of 99 fast food restaurants. We also conducted focus groups with South LA residents to identify, you know, their sentiments about their food resource environment, factors that influence their food choices and health behaviors, and we also vetted our policy recommendations through community residents through our focus group discussions. We did some GIS mapping, and we also looked through a lot of data. This just highlights some of the disparities. 42% of adults eat fast food at least once a week in South LA as compared to 28% in West LA, 51% of children, 35% of South LA adults are obese as compared to 10% in West LA, 29% of children, and 71.8% of all restaurants in South LA are fast food as compared to 40.8% in West LA. So this is the map of the West LA community plan area, and all those dots are fast food restaurants. The blue line right here is the council district boundary, and so this is the council district area for the council member that requested to be exempted from the policy. And so you can see that this is the area with the highest concentration of fast food restaurants, but with the draft community plan, as of now, they are exempted, and so they won't be impacted by the policy. Some of our findings from our fast food restaurant survey, we did see that there were some healthy options available. We looked at smaller portion options, but not a lot as compared to some of the other restaurant options. We also looked if items were labeled as healthy or non-fat, and almost 83% of items were not. And we also looked at preparation methods. 65% of the food in the fast food restaurants were fried, almost 33 were stir-fried, only 30% baked, and you can kind of see the rest. When we talked to community residents about factors that impacted their food choice, particularly around healthy food, and these factors are ranked in priority based upon the most common themes. A lot of people said that healthy options just aren't available in their community, and when you have a community where 26% of people don't have access to private transportation in a very auto-centric community, that means a lot. A lot of people said they wanted to see more grilling than frying in the places that they went to. Healthy foods were difficult to find in their area. A lot of what we saw in our fast food restaurant assessment as well was that a lot of the healthier options were more expensive, and so price is a barrier. Children's preference. We found that a lot of times children dictate what the family will eat because the parents don't want to buy food that they don't think their children won't eat. They don't want to waste the money. So if their kid wants a hamburger, then that's what everybody gets. And then convenience. People want to live closer to the healthier options. When we looked at the design typology of fast food restaurants, almost 70% of the fast food restaurants in South LA were freestanding, so would be impacted by a restriction. And this is a half-mile density map, so those circles around the dots demonstrate all the barriers that would, all the areas where fast food restaurants would not be able to develop in these 2 zip codes. So basically, the regulation pretty much covers most of these areas. And the area to the left, on the left side where there are no circles, all of that is either a park or residential, so fast food restaurants aren't able to locate there anyway. We found that the regulations have impacted fast food development. We've seen a decrease in the percentage of environmental health permits for fast food restaurants in South LA over the years. There kind of has been a fluctuation in the number of limited service restaurants, but we think that that's mostly due to the fact that a lot of the fast food restaurants that are coming in are not standalone. They are a part of joint development structures, so the design typology is changing. For our assessment, we looked at a number of health implications. I'm going to kind of zoom by these, but a lot of the literature just does state that proximity to fast food restaurants does have an impact on body mass index, and so we did consider that, even though there is other literature that states that, you know, that may not be the case. So we, because of the fact there were mixed findings, we decided that it's possible that it could happen, but, you know, we don't really know for sure. One of the things I do want to point out is on air quality. We found that standalone fast food restaurants, generate a higher vehicular trip generation than other commercial establishments of the same size. So when we're talking about air quality thresholds based on CEQA standards, standalone fast food restaurants do have a potential, if they are in high concentration, to potentially make a community exceed some of the air quality thresholds for environmental protection. And with the exemption, it just completely undermines a lot of the impacts that the general plan amendment has made so far. So some of our key findings, the fast food restaurant typology is changing. There are more fast food restaurants that are going into joint development structures, which does have implications for the restrictions, which currently right now only impact standalone fast food restaurants. But we also found that we can't restrict fast food restaurants without providing healthier options, because community members are, even with the regulations, they stop the future proliferation of fast food restaurants, but they don't address the existing density or the lack of diversity in options. So our recommendations are to, number one, expand the fast food restaurant definition to encapsulate not only standalones but other fast food restaurants, based upon a lot of the literature that demonstrates that children are sensitive receptors to fast food, restricting fast food development near child-oriented facilities. People without private cars are also more vulnerable to health implications, but we also wanted to eliminate the exemptions and also create a mechanism that can incentivize the development of healthier alternatives. So this is a map of what it would look like if we implemented the school version, and basically, you know, the whole community would be covered. So this is the other zip code that we looked at. Basically, there would, you know, fast food restaurants would not be able to develop if we were to limit it around schools. But we do want to also develop a program that is based on scientific principles, nutrition principles. We looked at American Dietary Guidelines, and Change Life Solutions helped us come up with the criteria for this incentive program. But basically, if restaurants complied with these nutrition guidelines, that they would be exempted from the program. And so, from the policy. And so we've been working with the planning department to get that policy passed. And as a result, they have written that policy into the community planning documents, but we have not identified an agency that would be able to execute the policy. And also in regards to our concerns around children, they weren't able to implement the restriction or half-mile restriction around schools, but they were able to limit the development of fast food restaurants on the street or across the street from schools in specific areas. So we have found that this HIA has been successful in informing the new community plans, but we really need to work with our coalitions and the neighborhood councils, of whom we've also vetted our policy recommendations through, to get the exemption lifted, to really bring about the impacts of changing and improving the food resource environment in South LA to encourage healthier options. I know I went over time, but thank you.
Great job.